FM 90.3 WJTL. Newsboys in the hands of God. Sarah Groves' new song, To the Dawn. Prior to that, hey, good morning to you and happy Tuesday at 7:04.
Lisa Landis keeps you company on the drive home from 3 to 7. She has weekday features at 5 that include the Monday Blues. Today will be Twin Spin Tuesday. Tomorrow's Winning Wednesday. The Thursday theme set. And, of course, the Friday 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. You can take WJTL with you. We'll come along with you on the afternoon drive Monday through Friday from 3 to 7.
Our friends Luke and Brian are here from Hope International. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. Luke Harbaugh is the church representative for Hope International. Luke, anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I want to say hi to my mom. It was her birthday on Friday, so
wow,
happy birthday, Mom.
That's pretty great. So tell us about Hope International.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we're just so excited about is just what God's been doing through Hope over the last 20 years. We're an organization that started in the late 1990s with one country and 12 clients. And over the last 20 years, today we have about 960,000 clients working in 16 countries. And so we're just really blown away by what God has done through the ministry around the world and just really excited. And, you know, one of the things that a lot of people don't realize, that one of the big hurdles that's facing a lot of people in poverty around the world is the fact that they don't have access to a bank. And that's not necessarily the first thing a lot of us think of when we think about poverty around the world. But you can imagine how your own life would be different, right, if you never had access to a loan or never had a safe place to save money, right, to invest in education or invest in a business or even save for the future. And so what we do at Hope is that we offer that service for people living in poverty around the world. And so we give savings, a safe place to save money. We give people loans to help them start businesses, and also training then to help them utilize those resources in ways that they can empower their families and invest in their futures and invest in their dreams, which is really exciting. But the most important thing is that anybody who takes a loan from Hope or joins a savings group with us also goes through a discipleship process.
Right.
And so really what we're doing is we're using those financial resources as an open door into people's lives to tell them about Jesus, because that's really the most important thing for us to do. And the exciting thing is, over the last 20 years, we've been able to loan out more than $1.3 billion to people living in poverty around the world.
That's so amazing.
With a B.
With a B, yes.
Billion.
We're just really thrilled with how God has moved inside Hope.
Yeah, and I love how you bring the community together to join around that person, and then how that person in turn impacts their community.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, training people to lean on one another and go through this process together around the world and really build community inside of local churches, and then use their own experience of being empowered to empower other people that are their neighbors. And so that's an essential piece of what we do.
If folks want more information about Hope International, they can visit you online.
Yeah, our website is www.hopeinternational.org.
Brian Boykin is with us. Brian is the Pennsylvania Regional Representative for Hope. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, Fred. How you doing?
Great having you here. Anybody you want to say hi to?
Well, sure. I'd like to say hi to my grandchildren, Sylvan, Callie, and Cora.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen to Grandpa on the radio.
Hopefully.
That's pretty cool. You have a great story about how God is using Hope International to impact lives.
We have thousands of stories, but when I think of what Luke was saying, I think of Peter in Rwanda, who was a guy who didn't have a bank. He didn't have anything. He had gone blind at the age of 8 because of the measles. And you know, what does a blind guy do? Everybody expected him to be a beggar.
Right.
But he did not believe that that was the limit of what he could do. He had a dream. He wanted to build rental properties. And, of course, now if you go to a bank, even here in the States, and say, you're a blind guy, I want to build rental properties. Oh, and I don't have any collateral. You know, what are the chances?
Right.
But his life changed the day that a loan officer from Urwego Bank, our bank in Rwanda, came and met with him. And we believed in him, and they gave him his first loan. And after a series of loans over 5 years, he now owns 24 rental properties in Rwanda.
Wow.
And
wow,
he has started a delivery bike delivery business and employs 150 young people in this business. He's also sent his wife back to get her degree, and she too trains blind children how to make it in the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
The impact
they
not only in those two lives, but in the lives that they are in.
Right. They go from being takers, a receiver, like a beggar, to being givers, and their whole communities can be transformed.
I love it. Yeah, that's a great story. If you want more information, hopeinternational.org. We're going to talk more with Brian and Luke coming up. We'll find out about their upcoming golf tournament and how you could get involved in being a part of their mission. Also on the way, Crowder, Castig.